Temple Grandin, American ethologist and animal rights advocate, delivered a powerful message this morning to thousands of FFA members at Lucas Oil Stadium. After her message, one FFA chapter got a nice surprise.
Members from the Chillon FFA chapter were shocked after learning that they would have the chance of a lifetime, the opportunity to meet one of their idols, Temple Grandin herself. For Abby Ludwig, the surprise left her speechless.
Once I heard that, there were tears coming out of my eyes. I first heard about her about, like, probably 7 years ago, and ever since then, I've thought, like, she's an amazing person. She's an animal scientist, and I want to work with animals. I want to be a vet. And so really, getting to meet her, it's kind of like a dream that I've had, and doing that, it's really cool.
For members like Tristan Sanderson, Grandin is a symbol of strength and resilience.
It's amazing how through with, especially like growing up as like a woman in agriculture and that kind of thing was kind of strange and new and interesting, especially someone with autism and like severe autism. And it's amazing to see her, and that's really inspiring.
Amanda Mattingly, the advisor for Chillon FFA, shares why she chooses to inspire her students through Grandin's life story and work.
So we do a lesson on animal behavior, and there's no better means to learn about animal behavior than learning about Temple Grandin, because it helps them, again, be able to learn that there are so many different avenues and so many different options for their futures. She's a really inspiring individual.
Grandin, a fierce advocate for animal activism, shared some words of motivation to FFA members who are looking to channel their passions into action.
Get exposed to enough different things so you can figure out what you are good at. Can't emphasize that enough. Find out what you're good at. You might try something else and go, oh, I hate that. It's also important to find that out. But get out, try lots of different things.
Grandin has empowered and championed autism awareness since the beginning of her career. Her work has shifted the public's perspective on what it is like to live with autism, and she shared her thoughts on the impact neurodivergent individuals have on society.
We need their skills. When I was out in the meat plants and out on the ranches, we were building things, about 20% of the people I worked with were either autistic, dyslexic, or ADHD, and they were inventing all kinds of equipment. We need their skills. It's that simple.
Grandin's message left thousands of FFA members inspired and motivated to make a change in their home, community, and nation. I am Jacob Harper, reporting live from the 97th National FFA Convention and Expo.